Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, Wayne? You know, I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore. And since this will be our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. And when you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. I just think this is the thing to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we've done, oh, was wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed us by.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
Girl, I got ties, and so do you.
I'm gonna miss you.
I just think this is the thing to do. It's gonna hurt me, I can lie. Maybe you'll meet another guy. Understand me, or won't you try? Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I'm gonna miss you.
Understand me, won't you try?
I'm gonna miss you.
It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
Take my handkerchief and wipe your eyes, island lady.
I'm gonna miss you.
Please. And say goodbye.
Hey everyone, welcome. Edward,
wow,
you have to agree with me with this one. To a very exciting episode here on Francie and Friends. How stoked are you?
Well, this is Edward X. Young, grindhouse horror movie actor and filmmaker, and I must say the lineup that we have tonight, I feel kind of nervous because I think this may be your greatest show ever. I just can't believe the lineup you have.
I can't either. Jim and I think I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think one of the guys is calling my landline.
Right.
Can you see if anybody's going to message you and can you give them the call-in number? Because I keep getting a beep. And I believe TJ just called in, but I think he hung up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give the right number right now. I can see him. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can text it over to him immediately.
Okay. All right. It. That's great. See, look at that. He's a guest, and we put him to work. What's wrong with us?
That's okay. I don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, this is a really exciting show. This is the show that we are calling the Sons of Legends. And what's happening here is all the greatest artists back in the day, like everybody, like Solomon Burke, who's been on the show twice, which, Edward, how great is he?
Absolutely. Miss him terribly. We lost him in 2010. It seems like
yesterday. Yeah, I remember I came home for lunch, and I checked my Facebook, and I had, like, a ton of emails. I'm so sorry to hear about Solomon. I'm so sorry to hear about Solomon. And I was like, Nick, what happened to Solomon?
Yeah,
and, okay, it looks like TJ called back in. I'm going to pick him back up, and I'm going to pick him up in just a second. And we've got TJ Hooker Taylor here also. Oh, my gosh. Great artist too, Gemini, TJ. And, I mean, we got the whole kit and caboodle right here.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna have all the Sons of Legends here. You're gonna get Joe Tech. You're gonna get TJ Hooker Taylor, John Taylor's son. You know, we're working together,
yep,
trying to make sure we get that Sons of Legends thing kicking off real well.
Yeah, and we were gonna have Bobby Wilson on tonight, but we gotta wish him luck right now because at this moment, he told me as soon as the show starts, at this moment, he is being lifted up into the rafters of a ceiling, singing Higher and Higher. So we all talked about this, and we're going to do a show with Bobby Wilson Tuesday night. Edward, you're down for that, right?
Yes, he's being lifted up to the ceiling. I have to clarify this.
That's what he told me when I talked to him on the phone this morning. He goes, I'm literally going to be lifted up into the rafters, singing Higher and Higher at 8 o'clock when the show starts.
This is the kind of stuff that Pink does.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's get this party started, because I believe we got both of our other callers. I believe we got TJ, and I believe we got Tex.
Joe Tex, too, on the mic.
Hey, Tex,
Joe
Tex,
too.
What's up?
TJ.
How are you guys doing?
What's
hey,
going
Taylor.
Great.
How's the Mercedes?
Hey. It's all right. It's all right.
I gotta tell you guys a little story. When Taylor called me, TJ called me, I wasn't home. I was off running errands with my fiance Nick, and I came home and Solomon was like, "Oh, girl, you got some explaining to do."
I finally got
home when he called me. He goes, "You got a lot of people mad at me." So I called everybody up, and TJ actually thought that I was the Mercedes dealer because he just bought a Mercedes.
TJ.
So I thought that was great. I was like, now, that is something I've definitely got to bring up.
Where are you and Nick going to get married? You've been engaged for, like, this is like a world record engagement. You have an ordained bishop on the show right now. He can marry you while the show's going on.
Yes, I can. I can do that. I have that license. I was ordained by my father himself.
I think I may have just lit a fuse.
You were telling us that before the show started, that before your dad passed away, he wanted you to carry on the torch and made you a bishop.
Yeah, I was ordained by his church. I've been ordained in his church for a bishop. I haven't done much. We go out and do some things. I want to work with the Sons of Legends and get this thing rolling.
Yes.
I have to ask Bishop Burke, what sign are you?
I am a Gemini. Absolutely.
I've asked you a ridiculously half an obvious question. What is your birthday now, so I may wish you a happy birthday on Facebook?
You know what? June 3rd, 1982.
long I missed your birthday. Well, I mean, I think we didn't become friends until after your birthday. Or did I send you a birthday? I think I sent you a birthday greeting. I forget now.
Well, you know what? You better send me one over here now. You better send me one every year, because I'm a Jay Rutt. Hook a Jalen, and Joe Tex to get you. They'd be like, yo, where's that dude? He said he's going to send me a birthday, but where's he at?
Well, happy, happy belated birthday to you. It's still the month of June, and as the that great poet said, I'm forgetting his name now, but and what is so rare is a day in June. It's a great time to be born.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'm a Leo. My birthday is coming up next month. That's why I'm so flamboyant.
Well, I hope you have a nice party so we can the Sons of Legends can get there.
You guys got to come to New York. You got to come to New York.
We have a couple of friends or something out there.
We got to get you into a club in New York known as the Bowery Electric or Otto's Shrunken Head. You should perform at Otto's Shrunken Head. They do a lot of blues on Sunday nights, a lot of R&B and blues.
You let them know the Sons of Legends will be there in no time. We'll be there in no time. Let us know. Just get that venue for us, and we'll be up there.
Now, when were you ordained minister?
I was back in 2007.
When were you ordained executive?
2007.
But your dad, your sainted dad, Solomon, the king, he was ordained a bishop at birth. Is that right?
Absolutely. He sure was. Matter of fact, when he was about 7 or 8, he was preaching.
One of those magnificent.
Sweet daddy, amazing sweet daddy. Sweet daddy, the preacher back then in the 40s and 50s, sweet daddy was his godfather.
Unbelievable. That's fantastic.
Now, here's a question. Now,
yes.
Did all of you grow up together? Like, were you all, like, in the same circle, or did you meet later on in life? And what made you guys decide to do this? Because this is a huge step, because you're coming out of these legendary singers' shadows and coming out with something great. Do you feel the pressure of doing that, or what made you decide to do this?
Well, I'm gonna let T.J. Hooker talk about that, because he's been doing this a long time.
Well, it's just something that I've always wanted to do, but we met each other via us continuing our father's, you know, their legacies and us trying to, you know, keep their music going. So that's how we all intertwine with each other. Even though we all have our own separate careers, you know, we know that our father's career is probably going to overshadow ours anyway, because everybody want to hear them before they want to hear us. So, well, we just teamed up in, I say, the last year or so, and we're trying to get the Sons of the Legends off the ground, and we just asking everybody to help us continue our father's, you know, their legacy.
Like you guys just said, keeping that music alive. TJ, since we've got you on the mic right now, I wanted to play something that you have recorded.
Oh, that'd be nice. I want to hear it. I'd love to hear it.
And in fact, TJ, you specifically said this one.
All right.
So
well,
I
know,
went back and
know,
I found it.
Right. Well, my dad, being a philosopher of soul, he always tried to give music that was educational to people of what's going on in their lives. So I tried to follow that trend of trying to give something that's more up-to-date of what's really happening on the streets and what's the word on the streets. That's what I try to be real active in my recording. I try to keep it real.
That's awesome. And you want to go ahead and announce the song, since I'm pretty sure you know
it. The name of the song is The Player Haters Remix. And, you know, everybody knows somebody that's player hating, so it's another one of those educational songs that everybody can relate to.
The Player Haters. Go ahead, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go. And it's a great song. Edward, you're going to love it.
Of course.
Taylorize. Shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Talking about the player hater. Yeah. It's a remix, baby. Yeah. And they really be hating, yeah.
Biggie said, more money, more problems.
Smiling all in my face. You know you want.
What happened?
Uh-oh, what happened?
Talking about the play I hate us. Yeah. It's a remix, baby. Yeah. And they really be hating, yeah. Listen. New year.
Dead in my eye.
New problems.
Told me a big old lie. You play a hater.
Like Biggie said, more money, more problems.
Smiling all in my face. You know you wanna take my
Listen.
Place. You
play a hater in your town. Play a hater all around. Play a hater in your town. Play a hating, it's going down. A lady has to come clean on.
What?
Oh, she's acting funny. Cause my slot machine keeps pouring out more money. Just because I win a few, that don't give you the right to hate the way you do. Sometimes your brother, have you in your back, that ain't no story. That's just a matter of fact. One thing I can say about the people of the world today.
What's that, brother?
They say it was a good thing, they won't pray. To play a hater in the town. Play a hater all around. It's the remix, baby. Yeah. Everything's out in the open. My eyes can see. I believe in you. You believe in me. Big head hundreds is what I need. Little roll. The more I got, oh, the more you play a hang on me. Cause people got money. Problems,
true story.
Now that Jody hit your girl, tell me how you gonna solve that. One thing I can say about the people of the world today, they say the world is a good thing, they won't play. Them play a hate in the town.
I want you to participate.
Play a hate,
play a hate.
It's going down.
I want you to congratulate.
Why you wanna play on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna play a hate? I want you to participate. Why you wanna play a hate? I want you to just congratulate. Why you wanna hate on me? It's the remix, baby. Yeah. Oh. Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
You know what we always say, Edward, this show is cursed. That was my bad. I got a new computer and it's touch screen, and I accidentally hit the pause button with the screen, and the cursor was on the pause button. So sorry about the beginning of that. So
we'll play it again at the end of the show. And I for a moment there, I got scared. I thought TJ was going to have to finish this a cappella.
Oh, wow.
That would be no problem.
That would have been awesome.
That's right.
If you book the Sons of Soul, I mean, the Sons of the Legends and all of us, you can get that, the Player Haters, and the Giant Taylor, and the Joe Tex, and the Solomon Burke, and all that. It's a great show.
Now that we heard this song, do we have the artist with you, Francie. I think it's always great to hear the backstory on that song in particular.
That's true.
Well, if you listen to the song, I took the titles of about 10 of my dad's songs, I Believe in You and a few of the other ones, and I incorporated those into the song. So the song is like the melody of the titles of my dad's old songs.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
You can understand that. Everything's out in the open. I Believe in You. If you notice, I'm saying all his songs. One thing I can say about the people of the world today, they see what a good thing. You know, I Believe in You. All of those are Johnny Taylor songs. I just changed a little bit and fitted them all into that one song.
That's beautiful.
Wow. That's actually very clever.
Yeah. I have a lot of time on my hands, you know, thinking about legacy.
That's right.
Now, here's my question. Now, do you guys have children or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm an old guy. You know, I got kids. I'm sure y'all of us got kids. I'm sure the Joe got some kids. I don't know. I ain't sure, but I got, you know, I got my few of them, you know.
Come on, you Johnny Taylor's son, you know you got some kids.
Right. We just ain't, we're not trying to do it as kids, our parents did it, though.
Hey, you know, Joe, how many kids you got? About 4 or 5?
Yeah, I got 3, man. All by the same woman. All by the same woman.
I don't think they kids no more. You know, they mostly, you know, they grown people now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
what
once again, this
like
son of legends,
later,
what we're trying to do is make sure that everyone knows exactly about our fathers, and we want their legacies to continue. We're working on getting our fathers into the Hall of Fames. I think Joe's working on getting a statue for his dad where he's from, and we're pushing this thing to make sure our fathers are in the Hall of Fame because they're all great singers. And that's one thing we want to let everyone that's listening know, that make sure you look in your history books there and find out who we are and who our fathers are, because we want them all in the Hall of Fame.
Now, Jim and I, isn't Solomon in? He was abducted by Alicia Keys, wasn't he?
Yes, he was in 2001. It was in 2001.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Right.
And,
one down and four to go, right?
There's
right.
One down and about 2 or 3 to go. We really gotta let everyone on the radio know that I believe in T.J. Hookatella's father, and I believe in Joe Tex and his father. My father loved them very much. They're great entertainers.
Yeah.
And they believe they need to be in the Hall of Fame like the rest.
Well, they
exactly.
also need to get some BET, you know, Lifetime Achievement Awards, American Bandstand, where they used to have that years ago. They used to have awards and different things like that. Any award is like my dad having never what happened to his, you know, he was supposed to be nominated for Soul Train? Yeah, a Soul Train Achievement Award. So there's different organizations out there that we just try to reach out to, rock and roll, R&B, whoever is acknowledging the music that's, you know, eating off the music that's all still going on to today, because all it is just a variety of the same music is back and forth over and over and over. So we're just trying to make sure that their name is in the hat. That's basically
that's
what
right.
we're trying to do.
Totally agree with that also. Definitely agree with that. And let me see.
Joe's being quiet.
One more thing you just
had to wait. You got to get Joe. Joe's being quiet in the background back there.
Yeah,
I was gonna try and bring Joe in to, you know, start talking, buddy.
Yeah, I've been putting my comments in here and there, but I hope y'all can make it out to Vegas for the show to check it out for yourself. You can see how we're doing it.
Yeah, because I've talked to you on the phone that one time, and you were not shy or quiet.
No, not at the moment. But yeah, I'm letting TJ and Jim and I get their work in. You know, I'm representing that Joe Tex legacy and trying to keep it going. And I got some music out. You can check the website out, JoeTex2.com. Hit me on Facebook and just see what we're doing, what we got going on. We're working on a website for the Sons of Legends soon. www.sonsoflegends.com. So y'all be looking for that soon. We're working on that, getting that up. And we want to have the film crew out there at the show videotaping it. And we're going to be putting out a video from the show shortly after. So if people want to purchase the video from the show and see us doing our thing together, they can do that too. We'll have all that on the website.
Absolutely. And what Joe was talking he's talking about the thing in Vegas, the fifth big blues barbecue soul singing show we got coming up here in Vegas at the Elks Club.
Oh.
It's going to be July 7th. Gonna get started, and it's gonna be the Sons of Legend. The first time we come together to let everybody know it's on the road. We're starting to kick it off, and we want everybody to just know that we're out there and we're ready.
And we're also trying to get a sponsorship. And we're also looking for some sponsorships. Any corporate people out there would be interested in being our sponsor for the Sons of the Legend tour that we're trying to go overseas, and we're just trying to take it to the next level, which we know that we're not financially able to do. So we're looking for that one person that's willing, you know, to get behind us and help us continue our legacy of our dads and to sponsor this great event. That would truly be a blessing.
That's right.
Wow, that would actually, because I can't wait to see you guys. Honestly, I cannot wait to see you guys in action. I can almost guarantee it's going to be one, excuse my language, but one hell of a show. I mean, all of you have definitely got the gift of the gab, got the gift of your fathers. I mean, you got that DNA, and all your fathers were such great performers. So, and you guys have definitely got the voice. In fact, we're going to play Joe, who has been quiet. We're going to play one of your songs. Yes, I stalked you too.
Let us check it out. What you got?
All right, we have got, well, basically we've got Gotcha.
Let's hear it.
Run into her again. Wait, I think I see her. I need to go see her.
Gotcha. But you gotta wait for me, girl. Gotcha. Don't try to be running out, girl. Gotcha. But give me what you promised me, girl. Cause gotcha.
The day that you quit your boyfriend, you said I would be the only man to ease on me. You said it would be, baby, just us two. You said I would be the only man kissing on you, yeah.
Gotcha.
Them player haters.
I'm talking to them here, baby.
Hey, Joe, you got to finish the song.
Trying to stop the
song. Joe,
you got to
finish the song.
Yeah, I like that, Joe.
Yeah, it says on the switchboard it's 1:47. I thought that was too short.
Well, we can talk about it now.
That wasn't me this time.
What they call the little short sibling.
Yeah, just a little snippet, a little taste.
Yes, dang. All right, Joe, you got
to
finish
it. Ain't your fault that that's what it's supposed to do. Just tease you.
Did you want to come back?
Now, if you want to buy it, Joe, if they want to buy the complete song, where would they go?
They can go to www.joetex2.com.
So we should be talking.
Complete song and a CD, go to joetex2.com. And they can link right
nice.
To CD Baby and pick it up.
I was even in the backyard. I was as far. Yeah, but now that I'm looking at it, it's like saying it's 1:47 that downloaded.
Oh, okay. It was just a clip.
That's all right.
That's
if you got snippets, we'll let you get a snippet. A little snippet doesn't hurt.
Yep. So,
Joe,
tell us about the song.
Yeah, just that's a remake of one of my dad's songs that he did back in '72. He was awarded a gold record off of that, off I Got You. But he did later, he came back and did it as a back, but they never released it. So I went back and basically did my remake of it the way he did it later as a ballad, but they never released it. So I wanted to do it a little different. But also, I'm in a studio right now working on a remake of the original I Got You, the up-tempo version, and, you know, up to date. So that should be out in probably about a month.
Yeah, you should dance to that one.
You thought I didn't see it now, did it? That's what's going on with it.
That's right.
So I hope you all like it. I'll make sure I get a copy over to you. You can play for the show.
Yeah, I was really pleased with my little comeback because I was you were like, what you got? And I was like, well, gotcha.
I got gotcha.
And I was really pleased with my little pun, and then
you
the song just stopped.
That wasn't even planned.
Yeah, but like you said, it's just an honor for us, really.
It wasn't even.
To be.
Oh. Yeah.
The time that they left for us. So.
Nancy will post the complete songs on her Facebook page so people can listen to the songs.
I will definitely do that.
Right,
I'm
right now,
really sorry, guys.
There's many stories to be told, so we can do
yes.
a lot of talking.
Yes.
And how apropos we're doing this show a week after Father's Day. It fits in perfect.
That's amazing.
Okay. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
You got to remind us it was a week after Father's Day. We're talking about our fathers.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's actually.
No, that's, I mean,
what are some of your favorite memories of your fathers? Because I'm sure, like, a lot of people have different kind of childhoods. I'm sure you guys had great childhoods. But were there times when you were like, my father's not home. Where is my dad right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a bunch of those.
I don't know if I had many of those. I don't know. Because him and my mom got divorced probably when I was about 8. But I was always with him. Summers, I was with him. Whenever I was out of school, I was with him. I was on tour. He'd take me to Europe with him, you know, for different events and things like that. So we tried to, you know, make time. But what I remember is playing football in the front yard in Navasota, Texas, and eating watermelon and hanging out and talking and, you know, about life and everything, you know.
That's nice.
That was kind of my favorite memory. Because he was a big football fan. So we would go to the football games on Friday nights, watch high school football. And, you know, he was a big Texas A&M and Prairie View, you know, fan. So that was kind of our little escape from the music thing. He loved being outside working outside in the yard and cutting grass and just anything that ain't have nothing to do with music, you know.
Yeah, see,
wow,
your dad was totally different than mine. Everything was around the table, man. We had everything was around the table. If you wanted to have a conversation, we had to sit around the table. Everybody was some hamburgers and ribs and hot dogs. Just like I'm gonna do with y'all when we get together, I'm gonna get around that table and I'm gonna beat y'all to the meat.
Well, I happened to have a chance to be my dad's opening act for 10 years before he passed away. And at first I wasn't getting paid for it. I was just doing it for the fun. But then I started getting paid as I got a little bit older, which was great. And it's just, you know, nobody really owned my dad. He belonged to all the fans. So he was always gone and on the road and touring and different things like that. I was brought up by my mom, which I was glad too, because a lot of my brothers that was brought up and was in my dad's presence was kind of like crazy a little bit. So I was kind of glad I was brought up around my mom and I wasn't really involved in the music industry on his side, but on my mom's side, I was into the church and we recorded and did music and different things like that. So, but I remember back in 1976, I went to William with a concert at the Staple Singers and Ramsey Lewis and the People's Choice. He had a number one hit song called Disco Lady. It was the first song that ever became platinum in the music business history. So that was one of the memories I got.
All right. Yeah, we have y'all on another night if you be back on everything. There's definitely some stories. James Brown and my pops getting into it back in the day. James coming in and shooting up the club looking for him because, you know, Dan kicked him off at his show. He ended up knowing him better than he did his show, you know. So there was a lot of that. I think he was digging it before we became big in
TikTok. Yeah, my pops.
I think
my pops was just a big man.
That's really cool. I mean, because it seems like all of your fathers were grounded. I mean, they, and it seems like all of you have had great childhoods and different childhoods, and you all turned out normal.
Yeah, well, I had 21 brothers and sisters, so, you know, you can imagine, you know, chicken with 21 brothers and sisters.
Edward, remember when Sullivan was on the show the first time and I mentioned, wow, you have how many kids and how many grandkids? And he was so proud of it. And then I was like, where do you find the time? And he's like, Francie, I'll take you out for lunch, and I guarantee by the time lunch is over, you will have my baby. You remember when he said that? I just cracked up laughing.
Yeah,
it's got him. What an honor to have Sullivan Burke's baby. Okay. You know?
I thought
that was so funny that he said that. And that made me realize, okay, this show is going to be really funny.
We're just getting started.
I do think it's a really important and it's an important and beautiful thing that all of these artists, I mean, you know, unlike a lot of artists today, all of these artists you have on your show, their fathers, that God played an important part in their lives as well as music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's what makes this music timeless, and it'll always have a great appeal.
Yeah, when we were a kid, we were a part of the choir, the gospel choir at the church, little church down the street. All of us had to sing, and it was a great thing to sing in the church and see them little old ladies falling out and just crying and, oh, sing it again, son.
Well, you know, my dad, he took Sam Cooke's place in the Soul Stirrers, and he started out singing in the church. A lot of people don't know he was an ordained minister. He was all the time he was singing R&B and blues. He was running from the church, and you know. But I recorded my first song at the age of 10 in the church. So I come from singing in the church and still singing in the church today. So it's still important in our lives right now.
Dad went the ministry route at some point, you know, I mean, you know, because my dad, he was all about trying to give back and, you know, get people to just do better in their lives and just support one another as far as business and those kind of things. Because actually, with the Soul Clan, the reason why they got dropped on Atlantic Records because they went in Atlantic Records to ask for $1 million because they were a piece. Because they wanted to go and do some things in the black community, start businesses and those kind of things. So they were businessmen as well as musicians. You know, they were thinking beyond the music, you know.
Yeah, I saw your copy of that article, Francis.
Well,
I sent Francis a copy of that article. I wonder if she read it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Soul Meeting.
The Soul Clan Meeting, that's right.
I've read it, and I think that is actually quite an amazing story. And Edward, I sent that to you also, right?
Edward, did you get that, Edward?
What's that?
Did you get that Soul Clan article?
Here, as a matter of fact. Hold this up.
Hey, Edward, it sounds like you're working with a truck yard. Are you out there with the truck yard cooking a barbecue or something? I'm telling you, I hear a truck loading ribs back there, and Edward, you're quiet.
I keep hearing that too every now and again.
I never try to step on the house toes. This is this is Francie's world, and we're welcome to be in it. She's Willy Wonka. This is her chocolate factory.
You definitely got the chocolate factory working tonight. She got the chocolate factory on the phone. Chocolate. Yeah, sweet chocolate, heavy chocolate, and chocolate.
I did not expect that to come out.
That's all right.
Yeah,
if my
I got
dad
it right
said you
here.
Don't have a baby by him, you might as well just get ready to be chocolate milk. You surrounded by chocolate tonight, honey.
And what a great chocolate factory it is.
That's right. That's right.
Will it want all the finest, you know?
But I promise not to be smug.
Don't be smug.
Gene Wilder was released to everybody.
I got a message for you.
that's awesome. That was Solomon. I mean, that was Gemini singing, right?
Oompa loopity doo. Oompa loopity doo. Soon as ever said we was in the chocolate factory, I kind of
always wanted
back
to get your dad to sing on the show. But he wouldn't sing. But finally, he did go, oh! And now I got you singing on the show.
You know what? If you call Oompa Loompa singing, I'm in trouble.
Well, you did know. You did know that they did have that hit single in the 90s.
Yeah, Oompa Loompa?
Yeah. The Oompa Loompa song?
That was a single? That was a hit single? Man.
Yeah, I'll send you a copy of it. Yeah, they did a remix. It was like really big in the. Okay, Gemini, you're about to kill me, so I'm gonna play another one of your songs.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, now first of all, I believe that you're in a singing competition.
Yeah, this is when I was in a singing competition, and I was kind of just letting people know that his sons are still out there. We're still out there. We might be hiding every now and then, but we'll sneak out every now and then and let you know the legacy continues. The voice continues.
Yeah, and now, when you were doing this for a runner-up, I got to know, did you win?
Oh, I guess, of course I won. Why are you asking me a question?
Okay,
like
I was going to say, if not, then there better be a recount.
Yeah, it should be a recount. I'm telling you right now, it should be a recount. I remember.
So this is Hold You. You did a great performance of the great,
I want them to have a little snippet so they can come to the show. I want to make sure it's a little snippet. It ain't that much. Just enough for them to say, we got to go see those Sons of Legend.
It is a snippet, yes. This is an hour, a minute and 47 seconds also.
Give it to them.
So
give it to them. Show some love.
Okay, let's play it. This is Hold You. You did a great rendition of this.
What did you think I'd say at this moment when you're standing here before me with tears in your eyes, try to tell me that you have found you another. You just don't love me no more. Did you think I hurt you? I'll raise my hands to you. Now come home, you know me too well. And you know, girl, I never hurt you. Oh, what did you think I would give at this moment? If you stay, I subtract 20 years from my life. I go down on my knees. Kiss the ground that you walk on, baby. If I...
See, that's all they need is a little snippet. Give them a little snippet so we can get a call.
That's right. That's right, Edward, so don't yell at me this time. No, but you did a really good job because that song is so hard to sing.
It's an amazing
song. And it's so emotionally charged, too.
Yeah, so, you know, we can do some of everything. We can do country, we can do soul, we can do pop. Sons of Legends can do it all.
Nice.
I love a little country.
I would love you guys in the country, actually.
Oh, I love a little country.
Yeah.
I
sing country, I sing everything.
Give us a little snippet, you guys, of Blake Shelton's The Boys Around Here. Have you guys heard that song?
I don't sing that, but I sing Randy Travis. You ever heard that one?
Yeah, give us some Randy Travis. Give it up, Randy Travis.
Okay. I'm going to love you forever, forever and ever. Amen. Just as long as old men sit and talk about the weather. Just as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wondered how long I'll be faithful, I'll be loving you now till the end.
Right now.
I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Amen.
All right now.
Wow.
See, that's what I was saying. You thought I was saying?
I go real old school.
Wow, that was awesome, actually. Dude, if you could just wake up every morning singing that, I would totally be like completely faithful every day.
I'll take it back.
There's no cheating on that. No, that was actually a really good job.
It is.
Yeah.
Edward, we can be the judges, okay?
All right, Judge, you go back. Show me what you got. Show me what you got, Joe.
Hey, y'all, wait for him. Listen here. He going to throw you out there, Joe. He's throwing you out.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe. Give him a little country. Come on, Joe.
That's the country. country I know.
Country.
Hey, well, listen, I need everybody that can to go to my fan page, TJ Hooker Taylor fan page, and hit the like button, please.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, why we're still live? Because we're almost not live, and then we're going to have a small after party, and people will be able to listen to that in the archive. We got nine minutes live. Maybe all of you tell everybody where they can find you, where they can contact you. Give us all the information you can so that they can contact you and find out exactly how to talk to you. And you guys are answering your own emails. These are not people that are, they pay to answer. You'll be actually talking to you guys, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so why don't you guys tell everybody, where can they find you?
You know what, just go ahead and, you know what, everybody loves Facebook. Just go ahead and face Gemini Burke Facebook. I need all the friends I can get. So come on, friend me. Enjoy yourself. Talk a little bit. If you got any questions, anything you want to talk about, I'll be willing to talk about it. Gemini, anyone that wants to talk about my father or anything that I'm doing upcoming. So we'd love to hear from you.
And what I'm going to do, I know, Gemini, I'm going to send you some people, and I'm sure Edward will probably send you people to suggest with you.
I'm going to Edward's house for the party.
Wanted to take a risk on this show by posing a rather maybe a difficult question. I mean, this is a great art form, but it is a business, and I'm in show business too, and it's a very demanding business. So what I think is quite sad and tragic is that a lot of these great performers, we lost them way too young. I mean, yes. I think the business find your balance, not the business. But as Lao Tzu said, the star that burns twice is the flame that is bright lasts half as long. How do you keep a handle on and the balance so, you know, the business doesn't chew you up? It's tough.
Go ahead, TJ.
Well, what I think you should try to do is just try to stay as humble as possible and just stay around your family people because, you know, when you're on the road, everybody's offering you everything and wanting to do everything. So you just got to just know that this is not a fantasy. This is real. You know what I'm saying? And if you want it to be fantasy, it'll be fantasy. And you'll be out of here. But if you want to have a long career, you know, just have some, you know, just be as slow as possible as you can try to be. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my foundation,
really
the thing to keep... The thing that keeps me still and keeps me grounded is God. You know, and my family, everyone in my family loves the Lord, and my father and my mother taught me to stay grounded and knowing that God provides and God takes care of. And what I do when I sing my father's music is just more so that I love singing what my father has sung. It brings a lot of joy to me, so I hope it brings a lot of joy to everyone else when I sing it for them and with them regarding my father's music. Yes, God has been my foundation.
Nice.
Yeah, I second that, you know, and like, you know, God and staying humble and staying true to just being yourself. I mean, trying not to be other people or let other people turn you into something that you're not. You know, I think that was the thing with my dad. He was always pretty just straightforward and grounded and but it's a tough business, like you said. You know, you have to really stay focused and not let it throw you in ways that you don't want to go. And I think at this stage in our life, we pretty much been that done that as far as just living. So this, you know, to have it at this time, I think if it would have came earlier, it could have been a whole lot different. But coming at this stage of the game, you know, we pretty much know about them player haters and all the other stuff going on.
You know, another thing that I remember TJ told us one time, TJ, there's something that TJ said to me that I remember quite a bit. TJ said, look, we're not our fathers. So if you're expecting to be our fathers, then you're looking for something that we can't produce. but we are their children. We are their blood children. So we're going to give you a great show, and you're going to see and hear our fathers, but we're not them. They were great legends.
Right.
That's
that we can't feel.
That's actually a really good point.
Put our own spin, yeah. Put our own mark on it. We can't fill those shoes, never, but we can bring what we bring to the table and just hopefully add to, you know, what they've already done in our own way and just let people know we out here representing, doing their music and doing our own music as well. So
Yeah, because, you know, there'll never be another Johnny Taylor, you know, and I can't be him, but I'm just so glad to be the son. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's right.
Which is good enough for me. Because, you know, you know, everybody always says they want to be famous, they want to have fame, they want to be rich, they want to be there, but it's a lot of different stuff that comes along with that. It's a lot of ups and downs in there, too. So I'm pretty much happy with my life, you know. It could be a little bit better, but, you know, I'm blessed anyway, so I'm all right.
See, this is what I got from you guys, just talking to you guys on the phone, which I'm sorry that you had to talk to. Nick, I believe you're listening, Nick's parents. You got to talk to them, and you guys told Jim and I, boy, you just fooling us saying this. You gave us a wrong number. That was my number. But, yeah, you guys ended up talking to my parents, and you guys were just, like, just talking to you guys, just those few, like, 2 or 3 minutes, and talking to Jim and I and all of you. I just got this great vibe, and that's the one thing I told Ed. I was like, dude, these guys are going to be awesome. And I just messaged Jim and I on Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think
this is
a fantastic show, and I believe that Edward agrees with me that we definitely got to have you guys back on. We are doing Bobby Wilson. He's going to be Tuesday. Did we say Tuesday or Wednesday, Jim and I and Ed?
No, I think it was Tuesday, and we will definitely bum rush Bobby Wilson's show.
Okay, yeah, I will call Bobby. I know he's expecting to stay awake at least until 11 our time, so I know he's getting off stage at about 10 o'clock. So I will call him tonight and confirm with him, and I will call you guys back and let you guys know. But, yes, I would love to continue this journey, and I believe that Edward agrees with me. Anything that you guys need, we will promote. We will do anything you guys want us to do. And Nick, who I don't know if you all know this, he's a book publisher. He owns Black Bedsheet Books. He wrote the book for Halloween 4, and I know he's totally on board also to help you guys promote anything also.
That's
Nick,
okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been listening to not only this whole show, but a lot of your conversations that you've had throughout the week with a lot of these guys, too, because Francie and I share the same space. So, you know, and I'm doing my thing and she's like doing her thing. You guys, I'm really proud that all of you are on Francie's show. She's nuts about all of you. Gemini, I fed Edward X. Young that joke about your sign the other day.
I wonder where it was coming from.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, put me on and I'll ask him, hey, what's your sign? But, no, I talked to your dad on a few occasions back in the day when he would call during the day that around the time that he was on Francie's show, and I would answer the phone. We would have a few conversations. Before Francie, I only heard of him through a few songs, and because of Francie, I ended up just listening to as much Solon Burke as I can. I'm a soundtrack collector, and Cool Breeze is one of my most favorite soundtracks. That just you put that on the turntable and it just is pow right at the beginning. Man, it's just that's what your dad was all about, is just like that big presentation. It's not just about the R&B and the try to, you know, I mean, it's everything about the, we got to give them a show musically. We got to, right, like, hey, there we go.
And you know,
yeah, man, it is totally amazing. But that genre,
it's beautiful. A lot of people never knew that he did that soundtrack, Cool Breeze soundtrack for MGM. They never knew that. That was his whole soundtrack.
Okay. That is one of his best works. If nobody's ever heard of your dad before, I recommend listening to that first. It'll blow you away.
I love that song.
Wow.
It's over. I'm doing that in my show.
You messaged us the other day thinking that you were going to do some remakes of that album.
I want to do We're Almost Home, because that's one of the greatest songs ever heard in that soundtrack. And even to this day, We're Almost Home is a great, great song.
So while we're
not playing that, to finish the show, we should be playing We're Almost Home.
Oh, I didn't put it on. Nick, you got to put it on. He's actually got Cool Breeze actually on the
song. Oh, it's going to take too long for me to. I do have the soundtrack album out, but you won't be able to hear it because of the sound stuff. Yeah, I want to say one thing to all you guys, though. I've been dying to say this, because I'm a big fan of all your father's music, of that type of music. I mean, it's just that kind of music influenced generations afterwards, and you guys all know this. You all know this. So it's not just carrying on the legacy of your fathers. It's carrying on the legacy of the music of your fathers and to bring it to new generations. You guys all do, not just for your satisfaction doing it and for all the people that get into it, but it's important for society, I believe. I mean, for to carry on that kind of music from generation to generation. Your dad, however he did it, he's got so many kids that there's no excuse for any of them to not carry on that legacy.
Exactly.
And
you're doing
a great job. I've been like paying attention to my Francis and researching on and stuff. And it's amazing. All of you guys, it's amazing work. You guys just keep it. You owe it to your, not just yourselves, but your dads and the whole legacy part of it, and to the world with music. I mean, you guys, music changes things. Music changes things. So, I mean, you carry it on, and you're not just doing a justice just to your own leg, but you're doing it to the whole world. Man, the whole world.
It doesn't matter
red, yellow, black, white, or anything. I heard you guys talking about chocolate. And it's so cool because it breaks the bounds of the whole racist thing. You know, you just, everybody is an individual no matter what. And it's great to, like, make fun of your races, where you come from, and to jive with that kind of thing. And
Everybody needs somebody.
It's the music, man, and it influences the whole world. If it wasn't for your father's music, we wouldn't have all the other kinds of music afterwards. I don't know, at time travel back and take away your father's, what kind of a world would it be like? I don't know. But, man.
That's true. We truly appreciate your kind words. We really do. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. They're heartfelt. They're very heartfelt. I mean, I believe in you guys and your father's music. I believe in the music and the soul behind the music and the inspiration, everything. You guys carry it on. Oh, God, more power to you.
Thank you. And, I mean,
we'll be back. We will be back. Be on Francis' show. We'll be back.
We would definitely love to have you back, and I just let the lion out of the cage. Nick has been wanting to talk. Nick, you still got your text joke. Come on, say it.
What? Oh, the Gemini, what's your sign? Is that
No, no, no. Tex. Yes. The Tex.
The
what? I'm shooting, Tex.
Okay. Oh, nice. Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, nice shooting, Tex. Yeah, that was a joke I said to you earlier. I'm a at home. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
But yeah, I would never do it otherwise.
But before the interview is over with, though, but before it's all over, I cannot stress the importance that we try to get some type of corporate sponsorship for our tour. That's our main goal, is to get somebody that's got the power to be able to produce this show and put it out there all over the world for us. So if you guys know anybody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, hook us up with the Sons of the Legend. Call the spokesman of the group, Mr. Gemini. He's speaking for us, and I look forward to being a part of anything that you guys want to do. Please keep on rocking that Johnny Taylor. And
right,
ask your
right.
phone for T.J. Hooker. Just ask your phone. Say T.J. Hooker Taylor into your phone. All my music will pop up and appear before you. All right? Thank you, guys.
Oh, wait. T.J., there was one song that I really, really, really like that you did, and I gotta play it.
Okay,
let's
yeah,
do it. Let's do it.
Let me find it.
So you're gonna play the whole song,
it.
I guess.
Hold on, a minute and 15 seconds. Okay. Here it is. I love this song, and Edward, wait till you hear this one. Players Haters was a great song. This song, I think, shows off your vocal range just because you got a great vocal range.
Okay,
give you a hint?
I want to hear it.
Me too.
I don't know what song you're talking about. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
Baby, I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. I love you so much. Just because I raised a little fan, I might be tired, lady. Try to understand. That doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. I get mad and walk out the door and stay gone online. That doesn't mean that I won't be coming home. Honey, I'm begging you, please, please, please. don't you hear me?
If you can't do it better than him, don't do it. So I tried to do it a little bit better than him. I don't know, though.
You made it more modern. You made it more, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, you know.
Yeah, we
that was produced by the great Carl Marshall.
Yeah.
When I clicked on you, because I was like, okay, I want to play, and I'm really sorry, text about your song. I gotta fix that.
Okay. Huh? I mean, whenever you get a chance, no problem.
I'm gonna totally load you up with songs. I'm really sorry about that. I didn't know. And no, but I think that is an amazing song. And you said, okay, well, whatever song you got loaded up on the switchboard, that'll be fine. But I really want to play your hair. Okay.
Hey, Francie.
Yes, dear.
I think you were telling me this week too, especially about Gemini. But all these guys, they sound a lot like their dads. They do sound alike.
They do, don't they?
Like their dads. Gemini, it's a lot like talking to your dad.
Yes, sir.
You got kind of the same voice over the phone, and you know, and your singing voice is a lot the same too, and.
Well, thank you.
So it's like, all that. I'll take it as a compliment. With all you guys, with everybody.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. That means a lot. You know, just.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
and what's really cool about this, and I'm Edward, and Nick, I'm sure that you both are going to agree with me, you definitely show the love for your father. And I think that is awesome.
And, you know, like what Gemini said, too, what Gemini said earlier is it's about our dads, but it's not. It's about us. We're doing this, but we happen to be, you know, we happen to have this legacy, so we're doing this, too. So it's like the spotlight is on them carrying on what they've done. It's just like so many other artists, too. I mean, you know. God knows what like Michael Jackson's kids are going to do in the future, you know, for example. You all have your own paths too. You chose to do this route with your father's music. And you know, I mean, you could have just decided, hey, I'm not going to do that. I think there's better profit in being a plumber, you know, or something, or being a lawyer, or being a doctor, or, you know, or being whatever. But I mean, and you guys do it well. You do it well.
Thank you very much.
You know.
This is like a religious calling. It's important to stay grounded. So when I started out as an actor, and I've only been acting for about 15 years, I was putting too much into it. I was burning myself out. It was actually Fred the Hammer Williamson gave me a strong talking to. He put my head back on my shoulders. He said, you know, it's good to perfect your craft. He said, but I'm watching you. He goes, I like you. He goes, don't fall in love with the business. The business will let you down. You got to perfect your art, but keep a hold on your real life, on the people who love you, things you enjoy doing. Because remember, but it's just a business, and your life is in your business. You got to stay grounded. But I got to talk about. I just want to ask you my question. Your father is such a. He led so many different lives. He's like a man of like mystery and surprises. I mean, he's a man of God. He's a performing artist, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But what is this I've read about that he was also a funeral director for a while?
I was hoping you would say that, because absolutely, yes, he was. He did the embalming and everything. He knew how to do all that stuff. He did it all.
Wow.
He did it all. Some of his stories are amazing. He told us one time he had a job when he was 8 years old, and he told the guy, he said, look, I'm a midget, but I can do this. And I said, Dad, you're 8 years old? He said, I needed to work. So I told him I was a midget.
Wow.
I said, Dad, now that's not right. He said, I got the job.
Right.
Wow.
There's a lot of stories. We can talk about a lot of stories. I can tell you some stories now.
Yeah, now, he's going to get a bridge named after him. Is that correct?
The bridge is already done. It's in Italy. And it's a Soudenberg Bridge. It's a Soudenberg Bridge.
Yes, a refrigerator.
You can turn the air on. You can go to sleep. All right. Thank you.
No, Nick, a bridge in Italy has been named after
Soudenberg.
Yes.
Yeah, you said a refrigerator.
Wow, a bridge. I thought you said a fridge.
Yeah. See, now, you know what? My dad would have took that as a good joke because we like to eat. He would have said, yes, there's a fridge to the name that's Soudenberg. It's got ribs in it. It's got hamburgers and steaks.
Let's Soudenberg be here for people.
That's a fantastic idea.
Well, that's all you guys did gather around the table. You got to put them in the fridge, the leftovers. Okay.
I agree with him. You know what? I'm going to run with that.
That is amazing, though, that he actually has a bridge named after him, though. But
yeah. And we're going to walk across that one day. One day the Sons of Legend is going to go across that bridge to the festival. They got a big festival
that day. Oh, nice.
Hey, that'll be you guys' version of Abbey Road with the Beatles walking across the yeah, that'll be you.
I believe it. I said it, and that settles it. You know, if you got faith, things happen.
You know, another thing that I forgot to tell you earlier, but you guys are like the Justice League version of your dad's in 2018. You guys are like the equivalent of the Justice League.
So our fathers are fighting crime. Is this a soul crime? Is this like, you know, you know, if you don't have any soul in you, we're going to see you. You got to get that soul in you.
You guys are so great.
There's a story here that needs to be told.
I knew this show was... I got to tell you, though, when I woke up this morning, my stomach is hurting. I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope this show goes so well. Because one thing I did not want to do is disappoint you guys, and I hope I didn't.
It was fantastic. No. It was a fantastic time.
She was really nervous.
I want to know how an American musician gets a bridge named after him in Italy. I got to hear the backstory on this.
You know, let me tell you, you know what? That was his second home. That was his second home. You could go back and do history on my father. He has been in Italy since the 50s.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, he has been at that show every year since the 50s. So, I mean, you got to just think about it. It's amazing. If you go to Italy for all that time, 45, 50 years, and you open that show for so long, and then you pass away, they don't ever want to forget you. Italy is a beautiful place.
Wow.
Loved the UK. Yeah. My father loved the UK.
That is awesome.
Loved Europe. He loved Germany. He loved Paris, France, Italy, wherever it was over there. He enjoyed it because they enjoyed him. And that's what we want to do. We want to take that back to them.
The British, the Rolling Stones loved your dad.
Oh, they did. If you look at the YouTube, they're talking about him. I can't wait to meet him. Talking about my dad, talking about the stage was moving up and down when they were singing. I was going to upload
that, and I was like, I don't know if Jim and I will get ticked off.
When I see the Rolling Stones, they're going to be like, oh, Lord, Jim and I 6'5", 300 pounds. I'm going to say, I hope the stage ain't moving, but I got to see.
I don't know if you know this, but Victoria actually came to Sacramento, and she spent the night with us.
Really?
Did you know that?
No,
yeah,
I did not.
We had a good time. And one story that she told us why she was here is, in fact, I remember I watched the Grammys that night. The Rolling Stones, and they even said for the first time ever, the Rolling Stones will appear at the Grammys. If they were nominated for Grammys, they always did not go. They refused to go to the Grammys. But the year your father died, and they made like a commercial break, and they said for the first time, Rolling Stones will appear at the Grammys. And I looked at Nick, and I was like, they're going to tribute Solomon Burke.
Wow.
And I was right.
Good.
And what the Victoria said was the Rolling Stones, they were just going to do a photo of your father on stage and just give his date. And Mick Jagger actually contacted the Grammys and said, no, you don't do that to Solomon Burke. We want to do a tribute show to Solomon Burke. So the reason why the Rolling Stones appeared on that Grammys for the first time ever was to pay special tribute to your father. And that is...
That's amazing.
Wow. Hey, Gemini.
Yes.
Did Francie tell you right after your father was supposed to have a show on Francine Friends with Jerry Lewis, and within that week, that's when he passed on the airplane.
Yes.
I told Francie, listen, okay, I hear about his wake. Let's just from Sacramento just drive down to Los Angeles and just appear at his wake. Just go down there and just pay respects because he's been on show. Both of us have talked to him. We feel like he's a friend, and we drove all the way down there, and we sat there, and Francie got up. And she went up to the microphone and she did a whole speech about your father. I wish I could have had a cell phone or something, but she did a speech about your father in front of everybody at your father's wake. And then we met everybody afterwards, and other people were like hugging Francie. I was like, you know, I put on a suit and tie, but I was in the background. And I let Francie do her thing. Other people knew who Francie was, and they were hugging her and saying, oh, yeah, we heard your show and other people, and it was like, oh, like, you know.
Actually, what he said was the king, just call me Solomon. King Solomon, remember that, Edward, when I was so tongue-tied at the beginning when Solomon first came on, I was like, the king, just call me Solomon. King Solomon? They were laughing at me. They were like, just call me Solomon. They were quoting the show. They thought that was hilarious. The king?
Yeah. Well, call me Solomon. That's exactly what he wanted to be called, the King Solomon. And you know, there's a little tidbit about the Sons of Legends.
I didn't know what to call it, and, you know, when he came on the show, I was like, the king? Do you remember that, Edward? I was so tongue-tied. because I was so starstruck because that was my American Idol. That was my American Pie. That was the guest.
Yeah,
and
that,
it was actually Victoria that actually set it up. And, in fact, Victoria got me in contact with you and was telling me about the Sons of Legends and everything
sure
and how she would like to get you guys on the show. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, okay, let's do this. You know,
if she's listening, we want to thank Victoria.
We haven't done any shows lately. And I got Edward back on, and I was like, Edward, we're revamping the show. This is going to be like a kitchen nightmare. We're redoing the show. We're going to get the show back in order. Edward was like, okay, Finn. I'm like, okay, there's my mojo. And this is the show.
Wow. We should send Gemini some of the photos that we got from the family with us at the wake.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your uncle.
You know, that would be nice.
Uncle,
I would love to see
him. Your uncle, because we drove back from the wake because we couldn't afford a hotel room, and your uncle, Solomon's brother, was saying, hey, no, come. I would let you stay with me, but I think I got 16 grandchildren. Do you want them to wake you up in the morning? And we were like, oh, maybe we'll just go back to
but that's a testament to how much we like your dad. We drove like eight, nine hours down there for the wake for a couple of hours, and then we drove back up 8, 9 hours just to come back home.
Thank you. I'm quite sure my father was very happy to see you there, so thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes.
And I got to meet Peter Gallagher from the OC and Never Been Kissed.
Yeah, Peter Gallagher was there.
We made eye contact, and he started approaching me, and I'm like, Peter Gallagher is coming at me.
Peter Gallagher.
So I decided
there was probably
to meet him halfway,
and
he was like, I really enjoyed your speech. And I was like, this is the respect. I mean, this is a good thing to hear about your father. I was looking at Peter Gallagher because, you know, he's Peter Gallagher and he's short. And so I was able to look him in the eye and I was like, can we take a photo? He goes,
No.
I promise you, if I ever see you on the streets, you tell me that I owe you a photo. But right now, I'm here to miss a man that I loved. So out of respect for Solomon Burke, I cannot take that photo with you right now. And I'm just sitting here, wow. Peter Gallagher respected your father so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of respect.
Even though I had the camera on ready to, you know, snap a selfie or something, but I couldn't do it after he said that. That's how respected. And I'm sure it's with the same with the rest of your fathers, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
From musicians and everybody,
It's
great. You say that we're going to have a Tuesday show as well?
Yes. Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're...
I'll be able to promote a little bit more on my side.
Same bat time.
We have you all
channel.
Back Tuesday night?
I'll see you guys Tuesday. Tuesday. All right.
Sons
of Legends will be there.
And Bobby will be joining us,
continues.
Too.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I think maybe we should start, you know, giving, TJ your own show.
That would be nice. That would be nice. That would really be nice.
And everybody, if you want to come in and celebrate all of this, and we should. I am going to contact Good Day Sacramento, the weekend lady, and I think that you guys would be a great asset to a Good Day Sacramento interview also.
And that's live. You're saying that's live, right?
You will be live. Yeah, but it'll be a Skype. Like, you guys can Skype in. They'll give you, the Skype address and everything, and let's get you guys on Good Day Sacramento, too.
That sounds beautiful. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so I want to help promote you guys, because one thing Nick asked me today, he's like, why are you so nervous about the show? I was like, because they're such nice guys, and I don't want to ruin it.
You did a great job. You did a fantastic.
You got it. We got it done. Thanks. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Sounds great.
Looking forward to it.
Tuesday. Same bath time.
Tuesday,
and
keep on rocking that Johnny Taylor.
What'd
I do?
Taylorize.
That's right.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
And Jim and I, when you see Victoria, tell her that Nick and I said, hey.
I sure will say, hey. I'll work
say
on that one.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Take care. Thank
you
all so much.
You snap your finger in the air and go, hey. Do a little snap, or you could do the Z snap. Go, hey, hey, hey.
Now, what's your number before you get off? Tell everybody to, before you get off, Francie, make sure you tell everybody to look up the Sons of Legends. And like Joe said, and like TJ said, we're looking for that great sponsor, for someone to really get us moving on this tour. So you leave that last word before we get off and tell everybody what you're excited about with the Sons of Legends. We need you to let them know to be looking out for us.
We got to find a way to get you guys to the New York
area. I'm going to suggest, like Edward and I said, we're going to send you guys some people.
And Francie, these Sons of Legends are going to be legends themselves.
All right.
And they're going to be legends themselves, you guys. Yeah, we're going to do everything that we can on our end. We're going to do everything we can on our end.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Appreciate that. That's
oh, yes.
Love.
We believe
that's
in you guys.
Right there.
guys, you've got the dream. You've got the drive. You're not...
You've got the talent. You actually have something to pimp out there, which is the Sons of Legends. So you know, not just all talk. People can listen to you guys' music. So yeah, we're gonna pimp your music and help you get you guys further out there.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. Yeah.
Oh, God bless you guys. God bless you.
Yeah,
you're the guy that did this.
We need to get to Sacramento soon. Hang out on that end.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I got it.
Yeah, we'd love to meet you guys.
I got to give you guys my pineapple.
Let's put a show together. Yeah. Put something together.
I hollow out a pineapple, and I stick pork in there, and I smoke it for hours. Gotta introduce you to
it's great stuff. It's called swine apple. But Francie, let's get them off so that they can have a good night's rest and everything
right,
we can.
Right. Who's that?
You know.
Who's that?
We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday night. I'll probably even message you guys to myself. So between then and now.
Okay. That would be
all right.
This is part three.
Hey.
We'll be on
part
Blog
two
Talk
continue.
Radio.
Thank you.
I call them again.
Yeah, they are about to cut us out. Can we end with a Solomon Burke song?
Let's do that. That would be great. Thank you.
All right. This is one of my favorite songs by him.
Try to play the whole thing.
Here I am, my baby. crowd.